flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Live at Green Tree Tavern on a Friday field trip out in Leesburg. Come on by and hang out with us. We're going to be here until 6:30, 4 hours from now. And then we're walking over to the Tally Ho Theater, which is right around the corner, for our live 106.7 The Fan event on stage, which is going to be a lot of fun. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. Hopefully we see many of you out here as the day goes on. Danny, there was a story that came out from one of the members of the team's broadcast crew, actually,
yeah,
saying that Washington was looking into changing its uniforms and that there would be some tweaks to the unis going into next season. I think a lot of people were surprised by that. We have been hearing at the station that there's going to be changes to the uniforms for months, actually. And this goes back to the fall from when I had first heard that there were going to be changes made next year. This is a process. Has to be approved by the league. It takes a long time. And the way it was described to me was that this is actually not something that's just happening right now. It's been happening.
It's been in process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For a couple of years, and they couldn't get it all done and approved before this season. But by next year, that they're going to be changing the uniforms. We don't know the specifics, really. The thing I had heard along the way was there's an attempt and an effort by this ownership group to have uniforms that look more like the uniforms did when Joe Gibbs' 1.0 version Redskins were winning Super Bowls. And that was kind of the idea, is that that old burgundy that's different than certainly the burgundy on the white jerseys,
yep,
right, or that USC-looking burgundy currently, maybe comes back into the fold. Now, we haven't been able to confirm, corroborate all of these things. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I can tell you that this is not something that there weren't rumblings about. This has been talked about a lot,
yep,
in inner circles around the team. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to look a lot more like the old Redskins jerseys. Now, don't get ahead of yourselves. Don't get excited. No Redskins logo. They're not going back to anything Redskins. It'll be that block W. But whereas most of us have looked at these unis and said this color scheme is not the same, I think they're trying to fix that. That's my guess, is that what we heard along the way was it's going to look a little bit more like it did back in the early to mid-90s with Gibbs with the current logo.
There you go. I'm the only – well, there's no – nothing's going to please everybody, right? There's no possible way to do everything perfect here. You can either do as much as you can and live with the consequences, or go in a totally new direction and see if that catches on. So when you do a burgundy that's similar but not the same, that to me is the worst thing you can do. And we talked about that. And we were told that, no, it's going to be the same, and it's not. I don't care what the color palette says. I don't care if a computer tells me it is. My eyes tell me that it's not the same. I know it's not the same. Don't tell me it's the same and then not have it be the same. If you'd like it to be all new, you want to make the team colors red, white, and blue to fit in with the rest of what DC does, that's your call too. But when you try to sort of do it kind of like the old way, but with your new interpretation, I think that's the worst of both worlds. Right? Hopefully that was clear enough. So to me, when you talk to this fan base, especially guys kind of my age, and I think a little bit younger than me, but you know, say 38, 39, 40 and older, anything you can do where you go, hey man, this will be like 1991. The answer is...
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Done and done, right? This will be like 87, correct? This will be like, all the best teams where they wear white at home. You'll recognize the jerseys. It'll look like your legends are in those jerseys again. Yes, that's as big a step as they're able to take, you know, in terms of whether it's rebranding or, you know, changing a name here, there. There's so many complications. You don't have to do anything else other than you give us that. That's a good piece of candy to receive.
Yeah, I mean, look, they want to appease and appeal as best they can to the forgotten group that feels like they're never going to love the team again. And I don't know how many of those Redskins diehards who didn't like the name change to Commanders got in during this playoff run. I'd imagine the majority of them were excited, watched the games, cheered, got amped up, and just, in spite of the name, were giddy for the success of the organization. But there are certainly some holdouts, some people that don't like this name and have sworn off the organization because of the name change. I don't know if they're reachable. I wouldn't really worry that much about that group of people if I was this ownership group, because I think they're lost in a sense.
To a degree, yeah. I think there's some are. Yeah.
If an NFC championship game run and doing everything different and better and having a good process is not going to appeal to them in some way, then there's only so much you could do. You're trying to help. At some point, you just got to cut bait and say, okay, it's not Redskins. They're anti anything else. It's never going to be Redskins, so you lost them. Mm-hmm. But there are plenty of people, I think, that feel like you are just trampling on their history. And maybe they're not, you know, what would you call it? Like, politically, it's never this or never that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they're not never anything Redskinsers, but they are disenfranchised and annoyed that when you put out a jersey, as an example, when you retire Daryl Green's jersey, you're showing him in the image of like a Commander's jersey. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
He was a Redskin. Let's not pretend like he wasn't. I think there's a reasonable faction of the fan base that is livid that the name got changed that is still reachable. And those are the people they should be focused on. Mm-hmm. I think correctly they're going to. And those are the people, if the uniforms look like the Redskins jerseys, just with a W instead of a Redskins logo.
Right.
If, you know, you have that patch on the top still that celebrates the history right above the letter plate, but it's the correct burgundy and the correct gold, and I turn on the game, and I don't see what looks like an expansion team. Because when they wear those white jerseys, I'm used to it now, but the ones they wore throughout the playoffs, I don't know about you. I mean, I'll always think about Carson Wentz because it was kind of when it started.
Yeah.
But I look at those and I go, that's not the thing. That's not the thing I grew up with.
It's not
the thing my mom told me about. The black jerseys, of course, has nothing to do with this organization. I don't know what they'll do with those. Those are very, very popular with young people, so maybe you could have an alternate. But they've got to just keep finding ways, while they're still the Commanders, which might be in perpetuity now, to throw it back to the people that feel like you've taken something from them.
Or, yeah, I mean, to me, it's the strategy or the question, and these guys are fans, so I'm guessing which way they're going to go, but just to hear myself talk for the sake of argument, what's the biggest tent? how do I get the biggest tent if I'm Harris, Rails, Ein and Company, Magic Johnson and everybody else, right? Is it to just say, you know what? We're never going to win back some of those, you know, only this type fans. And we need
only fans, you said?
No, only this type fans. I don't even know what the other thing is you mentioned. That's weird. You know. Anyway, and we're doing nothing but black jerseys. We're doing these things that have no connection to the old thing. It's a new name. It's basically like an expansion team. You could go a million miles in that direction and just try to build a new thing. I don't think they're doing that, by the way. What I'm saying, that's one strategy to try to make the tent as big as possible. It'll take longer to be more of a challenge. The next way, or the opposite way, short of doing the thing that maybe some of these, diehards or people that refuse to, get on board with the new thing, is as much candy, I keep calling it that, as you can in the older directions, right? So don't pretend that Charles Mann was a commander. Don't pretend that John Riggins was a commander. Don't do that. Acknowledge. Use the 90 uniforms. Use the Joe Gibbs one. Everything but the things that you can't. Go as far in that direction as the current climate and time will allow. I'm guessing that's what they're going to do to try to build that biggest tent possible.
To me, that's got to be the bare minimum, though, is that you can't act like it didn't happen. And there's frankly no reason to, really, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can change the name and tell me that should happen because of, the fact that we've advanced or terms matter and we're acknowledging now why the name was changed, whatever, that's fine. The idea that I can't then, like someone somewhere cringes when I say Darryl Green was one of the great Redskins of all time. I'm sorry. That's the team he played for. That was the name of the team. I will play along with any name. When they were the Redskins, I called them that. You refuse to say Commanders as often as possible. Do you? I call them what they're called. I don't advocate. I'm not, going full Mike Wise here. They're the Commanders. That's what they are.
They are, yes.
At this moment. And if they were something, if they were the, Green Tree Taverns, I'd call them that too. Whatever the name is what I'm going to call them.
That's Green Tree Tavern, sponsorship idea.
That's right.
Right? That's a lot of cash, but I think you could do it.
You could figure that out.
Sell a few more beef sandwiches and some avocado toast, and now they're the Green Tree Taverns.
But the bottom line to me is you have to not pretend.
It's the pretending.
Like the previous thing didn't happen. And so when you change the colors a little bit, that's kind of what you're doing, in my opinion. So here's the question for you, and we can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this, and you and I can answer this next. You're in charge of new uniforms. What are you doing? What changes would you make? What don't you want to see change? Is there anything that's grown on you enough that you say, let's actually keep this? Because even though maybe initially it wasn't loved, there's something to this now. We'll open up the phones. 800-636-1067 for you guys. And we're going to answer that question next. How would you tweak the uniforms? And what should this ownership group be thinking in this regard going into what's a pivotal offseason now after the momentum of Commanders with all the winning seems to really have taken hold? We're Grant and Danny. We are at Green Tree Tavern in Leesburg, head of our big show at Tally Ho Theater tonight. You're listening to The Fan.